What do you mean, hallelujah? You're walking on my feet.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Sam, here comes Leon, and he's limping. Leon, what in the world happened to you?
Well, I went to this church yesterday to preach, and they asked me to sing.
Well, now, I can see where you'd feel overworked, Leon, but limping that way, that may be going too far.
Well, it's my feet, Sam. That fella stomped all over my feet. I ain't never going to sing duet to him no more.
Well, how'd all this happen anyhow, Leon?
Well, we was singing the Heaven Rest, and you know how loud it gets on the chorus. We was trying to out-yell one another, and three women in the congregation started clapping and singing with us. I found out later it's his wife and two sisters. Well, when we finished the first verse, I was all set for the second one, and just as I started to sing, he yelled in my ear and started walking all over my feet. There was, right in front of the whole church, yelling at one another, him yelling hallelujah, and me yelling get off of my feet, and it's awful. I couldn't even preach after that.
Well, what was you fixing to preach about, Leon?
I was going to preach about walking the second mile, but my feet hurt me so bad that subject just didn't make no sense at all. Mr. Gull said that was one of his best sermons when I bought it from him.
I bet he does impress a lot of people talking about going the second mile in that pink 39 Packard he drives.
Well, where was all this, Leon? Are you going back there again?
No, sir. I ain't going back to that place no more. It's just a little ways out of town here. Good thing, too. When service over, all the people just took off without a word, including the widow that I was going to ride back to town with. I tell you, Mr. Jesse, I wouldn't preach there again at all.
Oh, they didn't ask you back, huh?
Well, no, but...
Leon, your ministry don't seem to be taking off too fast. Are you doing everything you can to improve yourself?
Well, I sure am. I've been getting these sermons from Mr. Gull, though I don't need but one. I ain't never had to preach but once in the place. And I found these copies of Plain Truth magazine at the bus station.
Well,
and
Leon, don't you ever read any current events?
Well, sure. I spend hours in the doctor's office. I believe that new dentist down there's got the best reading.
Jesse, if you was on a pulpit committee, would you vote to ask Leon to preach in your church?
Well, Sam, I don't think so. But I will tell you this. I'd pay to get him and whoever that fellow was to sing that duet out here in our driveway. Wouldn't that draw a crowd?
Yeah, man, that'd be something. We could set up a Twinkie stand out there and make sure we had a good stock of Ruth milk and
wait a minute. Ruth milk? You mean goat milk?
Well, yeah. Ruth's the only goat I got that gives milk. Jesse, you know Dan and Nathan are...
Now,
they don't
Sam,
give milk.
You ain't going to get into that.
And we could give a fudsicle to the driver of the biggest carload.